We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
As a person of faith, I believe we are called to care for each other and work to ease human suffering. The full promise of stem cell research remains unknown, and it's about letting scientists do their jobs, and that we make scientific decisions based on facts, not ideology.
If someone would disagree with the church on abortion, I don't see how they can call themselves a Catholic. And the vanity or hurt feelings of an individual Catholic governor or senator or even vice president do not take priority over the faith of the believing community.
Christian film is bad film for the same reason that pornography is bad. It's made on low budgets. There's nobody in it with much talent. We all know how the story's going to turn out.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
Well, there's a measure being considered in the State House in Illinois. Aims to curb state government interference in access to birth control and abortions. But the proponents of it say it's not about abortion. It's not about abortion. It's really about prenatal care and prevention programs. And the Catholic Diocese of Springfield says, wait a minute. We're going to be talking with Kathy Sass here in the first 10 minutes of Issues Etc. She's Communications Director for the Catholic Diocese of Springfield about this so-called reproductive rights being considered by the Illinois House. I'm Todd Wilkin. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon, the 23rd of March. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. After our discussion about the so-called reproductive rights in the Illinois House, we'll spend the rest of today's show talking to Ken Samples about the Christian worldview. We're beginning a five-part daily series with him on worldviews, beginning with the Christian one, and then comparing and contrasting through the rest of the week. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Kathy Sass is Communications Director for the Catholic Diocese of Springfield. Kathy, welcome to Issues Etc.
Good afternoon, Todd. Thank you for having me.
The proponents of this proposed legislation say this isn't about abortion. They say it's about access to prevention programs and prenatal care. How do you respond?
Well, it's about a lot of things, but what's very troubling about HB 2354, the Reproductive Health and Access Act, is it declares abortion to be a fundamental right. It says that anybody who wants an abortion should have an abortion no matter what the circumstances are, without any restrictions, and anyone who would prevent that would be in violation with the law. And that's what's extremely worrying. I mean, it's no secret that the Catholic Church is fundamentally opposed to abortion. We teach the dignity of all human life that's been created by God, that it's sacred from the very moment of conception to the moment of natural death. So it's no secret that we oppose abortion. But this act, in addition to expanding abortion rights, would also interfere with a healthcare professional's right of conscience. According to this act, if someone is entitled to an abortion, you have to either give it to them or help them find it. And Catholics find that very troubling.
Pam Sutherland is quoted in the Post-Dispatch story over the weekend on this. She is Vice President for Public Policy for Planned Parenthood of Illinois. She says that the Catholic Diocese in Springfield is misrepresenting the proposed legislation. And she says they don't understand not everyone in the state of Illinois is Catholic and would not follow their doctrine anyway. How do you respond?
Well, of course, we know that everybody is not Catholic, but there are a lot of Catholics who practice medicine, who are nurses and pharmacists in the state of Illinois and in the United States. If you are Catholic, your right of conscience should be protected. We know that we're fighting an uphill battle on the abortion issue. But we continue to promote all these programs that help women who are in troubled pregnancies to make a decision that is pro-life and that is pro-family. What is troubling about this particular bill is that it expands that right to have an abortion and contracts the right of someone who strongly feels that abortion is immoral to not be involved in that procedure.
You don't have to be a Catholic to be concerned about this bill. Wouldn't this bill ultimately affect all pro-lifers in Illinois?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right now, if you are a healthcare provider and you cannot agree with abortion, you have the right to say, I'm not going to do this. And there will be no repercussions as far as your job or your career go. The Reproductive Health and Access Act is going to eliminate that conscience protection for people so that you would be forced to make the decision between your career and your convictions.
What are the prospects of this bill, as far as we can tell, in the Illinois House?
Well, Catholic Church in Illinois is mobilizing to ask people to call their representatives and tell them to please vote no on this act. We're taking it seriously enough that in the Springfield Diocese, for instance, Bishop George Lucas wrote a letter to Catholics, which was placed into church bulletins last weekend, asking Catholics to contact their representatives at the state capitol and to tell them, please vote no, that people who believe in this dignity and sanctity of life are numerous in Illinois, not only Catholics, but you're correct, everyone who believes in the dignity and sanctity of life, and ask them to vote no.
I'm thinking about how Illinois may be actually swimming against the tide, especially in the Midwest, while Missouri, at least in the last couple of decades, has spent a lot of time finding new ways to regulate abortion, especially abortion clinics, and to regulate not access to abortion, but more give women full information, parental consent, things like that. It seems as though Illinois is going the opposite direction.
And that's what's so very troubling. You're right. In many places, Missouri is one of those places. There are cautions for women who want to take that step, but perhaps don't understand that at some point they will have to realize that they have destroyed a human life in the womb. In Illinois, we have fewer restrictions on abortion than you do in Missouri, and this act is going to erode even those.
So, bottom line, why is this bill, HB 2354, Reproductive Health and Access Act, why is it wrong?
It's wrong because, number one, we believe abortion's wrong. Number two, we believe that parents are the first educators and the primary educators of their children, that the parents have a fundamental right to teach their children about sexuality and the way your body is designed by God to become part of a loving marital relationship. We are very concerned about the conscience clauses that will erode the right of people of good faith to refuse to take part in a procedure that they find morally repugnant, like abortion.
So what should our listeners do about this bill, our Illinois listeners?
You can go to the General Assembly's website, which is www.ilga.gov, and find out who your state representative is and call them or email them and tell them, please vote no on this act. This act is not in the best interest of the women of Illinois, and it could cause a huge disruption in the practice of medicine and in the way our Catholic hospitals provide care for the people in the state.
What kind of feedback has the diocese received in Springfield based upon the bishop's public stance? Here, about 30 seconds.
Among Catholics, I think we have a lot of support. Even people who might not, strictly anti-abortion find the conscience clauses troubling, that people should have a right to refuse to do something that they find morally repugnant.
Kathy Sass is Communications Director for the Catholic Diocese of Springfield. Kathy, thank you very much. Please keep up the good work.
Thank you.
When we come back from this break, we're going to talk some worldviews, beginning with the Christian worldview. Now, something we need to understand about the Christian worldview is it's not merely a moral worldview or an ethical worldview. It is one that is centered upon Christ. But there are things, a test that any decent worldview should be able to pass? Does it correspond with reality? In other words, is it true in the sense that it corresponds with the way the world really is? Does Christianity some pie-in-the-sky notion of what the world ought to be rather than a clear-eyed view of what the world, what man is? And of course, not only does it have to correspond with reality, but it has to be in some sense falsifiable. Is there a way that the Christian worldview could be falsified, that is, could be proven false? You know, if an idea can't be proven false, there's a pretty good chance that idea isn't true. When we come back, Ken Samples will be our guest. We'll begin a 5-part daily series with him on worldviews, beginning with the big one, the Christian worldview. Join us for the remainder of this hour, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.